Welcome to Hell's Inferno Red Flag Martial Law event. That is what they are predicting for the future of the citizens in and around the LA area. If you're joining us on YouTube, join us in the chat. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. The show goes live daily, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Pacific Time. And we are going to be talking about the Hell's Inferno, the fact that a large portion of the city, about 25, nearly 30,000 acres now, is on fire. A lot of the news in and out of the region is being censored and delayed. It's very hard to find live streams of what's going on. And, you know, we have to wonder what is occurring at this time. There's talks of essentially martial law is happening because there's curfews in effect, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. There's military on the streets. The National Guard is out in force, over 1,200 police officers, which is really nothing if you think of the population of Los Angeles and, you know, what happens when this works its way into Compton and all that, Inglewood and all that. So they are now saying there's going to be hurricane force winds, a red flag event, backwards winds of 100 miles an hour for the next 3 days that are going to arise. Gas pipelines are shut off to the region. Water has been cut. Cell service is down. There's no supplies moving into the region. And it is about ready to get real. It's about ready to turn into a complete Mad Max scenario, the complete and total breakdown of society right in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, this looks like it was somewhat orchestrated. The backwards winds, the, you know, just all the elements of a perfect storm. And there might be multiple, this might be like a multi-pronged operation. But all in all, they are trying to push people out of the region. This is what myself and Jordan Maxwell were talking about in my film Shackled to Silence, which you can get on DVD video. Just click the Linktree link in the description or scan the QR code. Also, don't forget to get my book. You can pre-order the paperback version or the ebook version. Use the Linktree link, select Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World, and click paperback or ebook, and it'll let you pre-order. The books will be available in stores February 1st. You have to get the book. It's amazing. I have the paperback. I'm holding it in my hand right now. And it is an absolute masterpiece, in my opinion, what this book is about. And, you know, you'll have to check it out, the description, click the link and all that. But you're going to want to order that book and add it to your collection. It's along the lines of a modern Behold a Pale Horse, but different, obviously. But it's one you're going to want in your collection. You're going to want to pass it down to your grandchildren. Okay, so get the book. This LA is on fire. It's a the whole surrounding area is burnt all the way to the ocean, from the Palisades down to Malibu. And the fire radius is doubling every day. And guys, before I get too far into this, I gotta say, please support the show. I'm not supported by corporate interests, and I definitely need the support. I was looking at the StreamYard costs now, and you know, the cost for phone lines and stuff like that. And it would be nice to take callers and do all that. I just simply can't afford it right now. You know, if anyone wants to contribute to getting these phone lines or anything like that, it would be nice. So you can throw down on that. Links in the description. There's many ways to contribute. I'm going to play a clip from some of these officials in Los Angeles, and we're going to listen closely to what they are saying. I'm going to commentate on this, and we're going to dive deeper into this because there's going to be a lot happening in the next 72 hours in and around the Los Angeles area. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
So thank you and good afternoon. Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. Please rest assured that your County of Los Angeles Fire Department will be prepared. These winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County very high. I ask all Los Angeles County residents in the wildfire-prone areas to understand that the necessary public safety power shutoffs are important for our collective fire safety in preventing the next wildfire natural disaster. I would like to express my gratitude.
So they plan on shutting the power off ahead of time. They're acting like the power is a determining factor, but again, they're driving the population out of the city ahead of what I believe to be a major coming natural disaster brought on by the Nemesis star system that's approaching Earth, the planet Nibiru. We can get into that maybe a little bit later, but listen to this.
Be assured that we will continue to be here for you until the last fire is completely extinguished. We stand alongside all of you as we begin to plan for the repopulation of evacuated areas, establishment of disaster recovery centers, and the rebuilding of your home, your communities, and your lives. Before I end, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the repopulation of areas that were under evacuation order, evacuation warning. This is a priority for the Unified Incident Command, not only for the Palisades Fire, but also the Eaton Fire. Unfortunately, those conversations are not going to begin until the next predicted red flag ends on Wednesday. So please rest assured that first thing Thursday, we will be talking about repopulation in evacuation order and warning areas. Thank you.
All right. So the thing is, the curfew from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., no matter what anyone says, that's already martial law. Martial law is in effect. Now, we also had Jesse Waters calling for martial law. Earlier, and it's turning into the Wild West. We're gonna tune
it's
in
going to be
to a Fox piece here in a few seconds and listen to what they're saying about that. But basically, the propaganda and rhetoric is you're gonna have to bring in the federal government, you're gonna have to do martial law, and you know, that's going to be the only way to subside the Mad Max scenario that's going to happen. Sorry, I'm trying to pull this up. Here we go.
5,000 people. Three major fires are still uncontained as crews are bracing for another weekend of the powerful Santa Ana winds. Foxy. On the streets, it's turning into the wild, wild west. Looters on scooters ransacking homes. Thieves are dashing through rubble and ash with flat screens. Some of them disguised as fire officials and utility workers. The looting is so out of hand that some residents are scared to leave their burned out homes. The governor, Newsom, says looting will not be tolerated. These communities have suffered enough. Well, unless they loot less than $950, then Gavin doesn't mind. One of the Winklevoss twins called out Newsom saying this, quote, "You and your party have been tolerating looting for years. You normalize this behavior and lawlessness. You are a disgrace. Resign now." It's a free-for-all in L.A. Every man for themselves, literally. Yesterday, local...
First of all, I want to address this. Government is always a failure psyop. You know, they want you to believe that government is always a failure so that they can fall back onto that. But everything is by design. Do not let that fool you. Now, do they have incompetent postal workers and incompetent government workers and all this? Yes, and that's what they want. They want to create a bureaucracy, a system of red tape that no one can get through. It's like when these fire engines couldn't get in, and you know, they sent like 300 fire engines from other states, and they sent them through emissions testing before they could even go hit the fires. And they want you to believe that's incompetence. That's just people being incompetent. Who in their right mind would do that? Why wouldn't the fire engines just literally show up and start shooting water on the fires? What kind of country do we live in? It's literally a effing clown show. It's I'm not even proud to be an American anymore, because it's such a fucking clown show. Now let's listen to what Jesse Waters is saying and how he wants the federal government to take over all of LA and basically just strip all property from citizens and turn them away from their neighborhoods. And we got to do that for the greater good.
Residents had to take down a vagrant with a blowtorch. They witnessed him setting fire to old Christmas trees and garbage cans. Neighbors called 911, and before the police arrived, they detained them with zip ties and a rope. A good old-fashioned citizen's arrest. Here's LAPD.
What we know right now is that the incident occurred, started here, and about 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, a suspect was detained over in Woodland Hills area by citizens.
So someone purposely set the Kenneth fire?
At this time, that's what we believe, yes.
Do you know how or why they did that?
That I don't know.
Is this a crime scene right now?
Yes.
So everything's closed off?
It's being investigated as a crime.
Police brought him down to the station and a few hours later released him back onto the streets. They said there was no probable cause to charge him with arson, even though there was a half a dozen witnesses who saw him setting things on fire and the guy to blowtorch on him when they arrested him. That's not probable cause. So what was he doing with the blowtorch? Lighting a blunt? If this wasn't a whole...
You know, I've thought about it since. I thought, oh, damn.
We're just mapping out here our
season when the Santa Ana winds blow the hardest. And now the whole town's barbecued. And LA's water czar knew it.
Let's
she basically watched them drain it. That's according to the Daily Mail. Janice Quiones gets paid $750,000 a year. Wonder how she got that job. Gavin Newsom also cut the fire budget by $100 million last year and then vetoed a bill that would have given fire department more seasonal workers when they were short-staffed, like now. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass cut her fire department's budget, too. L.A. couldn't even get a simple evacuation alert right. Last night, the whole county panicked.
We're just mapping out here our under mandatory evacuations. And obviously you can hear all of our phones are going off some type of alert, an evacuation warning, it looks like.
Yeah, my alert reads, yeah. This is an emergency message from the LA County Fire Department. An evacuation warning has been issued in your area.
Yeah.
Remain.
This is what this looks like.
Remain vigilant of any threats and be ready to evacuate. Gather loved ones, pets, and supplies. Continue to monitor local weather.
So... You know, it's getting pretty weird in and around the area. I can't find this part right offhand where Jesse Waters is basically calling for martial law. Let's see if I can pull it up on the Twitter, because we got to hear this clip.
Destruction. And the city of LA is hosting the Olympics in 4 years. There's no way we can showcase LA to the world. A full federal takeover is needed. Invoke the Stafford Act. The state's overwhelmed. Martial law might have to be declared.
Oh, really? There, Jesse Waters. So we can clearly see which direction they are going with this. I'm going to put on some more of these officials. We're going to listen to them talk and see exactly
Next
what
up,
they are saying.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Luna.
Here's the LA Sheriff.
Thank you and good afternoon. Just wanted to reiterate that we have over 1,200 personnel from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, along with many of our law enforcement partners, which they're doing amazing work from the get-go. I do want to thank Nancy Ward from the Office of Emergency Services, who you'll hear from. We've been talking for days before this event started, and from the very beginning it was, what do you need and what can we get you? Sean DeRee from the California Highway Patrol, who you'll hear from, same thing. We have 60 CHP officers assigned to various areas in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department area. They have been instrumental in helping. And then Major General Beavers, who you'll see or hear from as well, 400 guardsmen. And the minute I saw him out here, he's like, what else do you need? And I told him, we need more. This isn't over. The fires may be closer to being over. You hear that from our fire chiefs if it goes that way. But we do have this pending weather event. We are not going to de-escalate the number of people that we have out. From a law enforcement perspective, that'll stay the same.
1,200 officers, it's literally nothing when cities like Compton and Inglewood are going to come alive pretty soon. Oh, man.
A couple of other factors. I want to reemphasize that we do have a curfew still in effect for the impacted areas. That goes from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. What does that mean? Simply stay out of the areas if you are not a first responder or have emergency business there. I know there's a lot of folks trying to get back to their houses. We are very empathetic and sensitive to those needs, but your safety comes first. A lot of these areas still look like they were hit by a bomb. There are live electrical wires, gas lines, and other hazards. We want to make sure you're safe, not to mention the health hazards that come with that information. I also just want to quickly reiterate.
All right, let's see what this other guy says.
We're moving in the right direction. Tomorrow and the following day, we're expected to get some high winds. So as you've heard before, we're working together as well as we can to try and prepare for that. Thank you for the cooperation that we've had from so many people and the support that we've received. It's something that is very humbling. Our job remains to be the same, evacuation, and that may happen again in the next couple of days, traffic control and crime suppression. All of those things that are ongoing efforts, and we're getting feedback. We're trying to adapt what we do to be able to meet the needs of the community that we're serving. You've heard over and over again about looting and about the efforts we're making to try and prevent that, and then to try and hold people accountable who are engaged in that activity. We have an awful lot of police officers out there from LAPD out there looking for people that are taking advantage of other people.
Adjutant General of California, and on behalf of the 18,000 service members, civilian employees, and their families that serve in the California National Guard, our thoughts and prayers are with those that are affected by this fire emergency that we're talking about today. That said, we have 1,800 boots on the ground right now from the California.
They have 1,800 boots on the ground. They didn't put any people on the ground. They literally just dropped off 900 pairs of boots, and it gave them 1,800 boots total. They put them on the ground. They're just sitting there. There's not one guy on the ground. That makes no sense. Let's see what he says.
We have 1,800 boots on the ground right now from the California National Guard, but 1,054 of those are supporting law enforcement agencies across this area to ensure that law enforcement officers.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Can do that work, ensure that they can do counter-looting operations, ensure that they can continue to do law enforcement operations while we man traffic control points and checkpoints across the area.
Traffic control and checkpoints in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's unconstitutional. All of that's unconstitutional. They can't impede your travel if you're a U.S. citizen. They can't question you. They can't ask for your ID, but they are. They're doing all of that, and they're blocking people and rerouting them. It's absolutely fully unconstitutional. It's a civil rights lawsuits. It's infringement of your civil rights. And they're just doing it. They don't care. And it's going to get worse. This is going to turn into a near Mad Max or a Mad Max like scenario in about 72 hours from now. We're going to see 100 mile an hour winds for the next 3 days, sustaining these fires across the whole city. There's no fuel making it through the fuel lines to the city. A lot of vehicles are going to start shutting down. The city's going to shut down. A lot of things are going to be abandoned. They don't have all the right deliveries coming into place like normal. Things are happening. There's food and water running out in certain areas. All the water shut off. They're going to shut off the power on residents. It's going to turn into a worst case scenario. This is a total problem waiting to happen. It is the catalyst for the perfect storm. And this is only going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll see how this all goes, how it turns out. Newsom saying he's the victim. People are criticizing him. You know, they're talking about this on various channels. You know, just the typical political rhetoric. The LA fire chief is saying that the city itself and all the people have failed the fire department. So I'm going to put her on. We'll listen to her talk.
Did they fail you?
That is our job. And I tell you, that's why I'm here. So let's get us what we need so our firefighters can do their jobs.
Did they fail you?
Yes.
Over the last 3 years, been clear that the fire department needs help. We can no longer
share the show out, guys, right now.
Where we are.
Subscribe, like it, get the algorithm going. Everyone, share.
The mayor and the governor are still getting a pass for most of the legacy press.
Click the link to support the show.
Who's grappled with his share of disasters.
If Newsom was a Republican, you guys would go try to, you would have him nailed to the wall for what they're doing over there. When we had the Surfside Tower collapse, I had people from the Washington Post trying to blame me for it immediately without having any facts. That mayor of LA, if that were a Republican mayor, I can only imagine what that would do. I mean, you know the fires are at high risk and you try to go to Africa?
But Gavin Newsom says, none of this is my fault. The real battle we need to wage here is against the people blaming me.
We've got to deal with this misinformation. There are hurricane force winds of mis and disinformation lies. People want to divide this country, and we're going to have to address that as well. And it breaks my heart as people are suffering and struggling that we're up against those hurricane forces as well. And that's just a point of personal privilege that I share that with you because it infects real people that are out there, people I meet every single day, people the mayor's been meeting with, and they're having conversations that are not the typical conversations you'd have at this time. And you wonder where this stuff comes from. And it's very damaging as well.
This is what Democrats do. They screw up and then call their critics liars. But this time, that's hard to do when...
Now, he's saying heavy winds are a lie, basically. And we know that not to be true. So, this is getting very bizarre. Now, in Los Angeles, the fire has pushed northeast and it's threatening Bel Air and Brentwood. It's moved into the area. This is the Palisades fire. And it has prompted a ton of new evacuations. And this is in the ultra affluent area of Brentwood and Bel Air. If you remember the hit 90s TV show Fresh Prince of Bel Air, all of that is going to go up in flames if it hasn't already. Now, these flames were getting really bad from some video that I saw before they cut the feed, and there was flames coming up over this hill getting ready to engulf these houses. They're cutting a lot of these feeds. Someone needs to get in there with Starlink and do some real reporting. Now, the campus of the University of California is on high alert, and it has been advised to prepare for evacuation. And this comes from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. They're alerting people of this. They're saying new areas of Bel Air east of the 405 freeway are now also on evacuation warning. And there's just a lot of devastation. They're saying at least 16 people are dead, but I know it's way more than that. They're saying at least 13 people are missing. Another 19 people have been arrested. And there's all these operatives going around dressed like firefighters actually lighting the fires. It is the most bizarre thing, ladies and gentlemen, as if it is all orchestrated. Now, these fires have spread across the Los Angeles area, and they have destroyed more than 12,000 structures. I want to reiterate, more than 12,000 structures. And this news is old. By the time this news comes out and reaches these mainstream outlets, so many more structures have already been burned. Now, this has scorched a 60 square mile area, and it's displaced thousands and even tens of thousands, maybe possibly hundreds of thousands of people, or millions or tens of millions will ultimately be displaced. And these high winds are just fanning the flames, and it's getting ready to engulf the whole city. It's literally going to be like a hellacious version of Mad Max. Things are going to get wicked. And more than 150,000 people are in the Los Angeles County, and they're already under evacuation. And there's a lot of people in shelters. Almost 1,000 people already in shelters. Curfews are in effect. It looks like a movie or something. I mean, this is going to be like the Battle of Los Angeles pretty soon, especially if these UFOs and orbs start showing up. And people saw some weird stuff in the fires, which raises even more questions. So crews and these California workers, they're all over it, but they've actually brought people from Canada and Mexico because these Mexicans are ready to fight fire. They're not they don't play around. They're not Mexicans. They're Mexicans. And 1,300 fire engines are coming in, 84 aircraft, 14,000 Mexican personnel. Also, a lot of Canadians coming to try and save the city before the entire city is devastated. And it's just going to keep going and going and going. And this is going to go on, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 2-3 days. Please support the show. I'm not corporate funded. I also want to give a big shout out to the mods for all their help and everyone involved with getting the truth out, spreading this out as much as we can to as many people, and making people aware of what's really going on and what's coming down the pipe in the next 72 hours. This is going to be no joke. I wish I could go there live and cover this. I can't. Definitely not going to be doing that. But if we could set up phone lines and stuff, I could start running shows and we can get a lot of intel out of the area. I could run several shows a day. So we need to get real phone lines set up for that, and that's probably one of the most important things. And then video, I went to go do the StreamYard and they wanted $84 for the first week for the advanced plan. So, you know, things are not free, and it takes a lot to do this. So please support the show, support my work, support my efforts. I'm going to play a little bit more of this political rhetoric, it looks like. And this is Jesse Waters, and they're talking about Gavin Newsom.
Your whole city is still on fire. Nobody wants to hear politicians whine about misinformation during a crisis. People have lost their homes and everything in it, their most cherished belongings, their great-grandfather's watch, their mother's wedding ring, priceless family heirlooms. Some have no insurance. The home is all they had. And they turn on TV and the governor's complaining about his.
If you think about it, too, the Puff Daddy case was going to link all of Hollywood. They probably had search warrants for every home in Hollywood. That's all burned out. All that evidence is burned out now. Think about that. They probably killed multiple birds with one stone. If you think about it. And what's coming? Is the Cascadia fault gonna go? Do they know earthquakes are coming? They're trying to drive people out of the area. They're trying to act like it's incompetence, yet they're calling for martial law.
Approval rating and what someone wrote in the comment section. This fire has unleashed a fury in Hollywood. Actors and actresses who would never dare attack a Democrat because it could cost them their jobs are lacing into Gavin. Here's actress Sarah Foster, quote, "We pay the highest taxes in California. Our fire hydrants were empty. Our vegetation was overgrown, brush not cleared. Our reservoirs were emptied by our governor because tribal leaders wanted to save fish. Our fire department budget was cut by our mayor. But thank God drug addicts are getting their drug kits. LA Mayor and Gavin Newsom resign. Your far left policies have ruined our state and also."
You know, it's always this and that, you know, but these people don't do anything by mistake. That's what people need to realize. It's all done on purpose. And then they use the old fallback of government incompetence.
They would control.
Now, the government's basically admitting aliens are
so that's,
at war
that
with
goes
us
back
now.
To my original
and these
premise.
Drones,
it's either something from that's extraterrestrial or something that we have in our skunk works that we are reverse engineering.
The last 5 weeks, we have continued to cover whatever it is that's happening in the skies all over the world. Mysterious drones now being reported over parts of 50 states and in countries across the globe.
Los Angeles?
And if you followed this story
are
even just a little bit, you'll realize that what people are seeing and recording
with
this
us.
Is not stuff that comes from this planet, and the complete silence on this topic from our government has only added fuel to the many theories that are now circulating right now on the internet. Dr. Stephen Greer is back with us. He's the founder of the Disclosure Project. Dr. Greer has been consistent with us for weeks that there is a disclosure coming before the presidential inauguration, which now leaves us with 10 days. Dr. Greer, it's great to have you back. This is where we are right now. A flight crew on a commercial airplane recorded this large orb in the skies while they were at 17,000 feet. And now people, we mentioned this a week ago, are reportedly getting sick all over the world from this granular, mysterious fog that's being seen all over the place.
Right.
Does this disclosure happen next week? And if it does, how does it happen? When it starts happening, how will we know?
Well, it'll be all all over the news. It's good to see you again. I just heard about an hour ago from the, we call the NOC, he's non-official cover, aerospace intelligence community, a senior operator from one of the key black sites, two black sites out in the Western United States. And they are preparing to do this next week. I don't have an exact date. They intend to not only provide their testimony of operations, he's been there almost 30 years, but also the evidence and other details. Now, he's been involved in two things. One is the testing and the surveillance of the man-made UAPs that have been manufactured out of the Lockheed Skunk Works and Northrop Grumman complexes out in the high desert.
Okay.
The other is the targeting of non-human craft. Some would say extraterrestrial, some say alien. The words they're using now is NHI, non-human intelligence, and the downing of those objects. So he's been intimately involved.
So ultimately, they're saying like this week or this coming week, there's going to be big announcements on aliens in our airspace. Now, is this true? Is the government going to go this route? Are we warring with aliens? According to reports on Twitter, Diddy's Los Angeles mansion remains untouched by the California wildfires, supposedly, but we don't know that for sure. I don't see any evidence of that, but that is what they are reporting. Let's see what this guy says.
Now, we have the military, we got cops, we have FBI agents. What do you think is going on here? You tell me. They won't let us in our house. And man, this shit's getting fucking weird. Let's be honest. It's some different shit out here in Cali.
Dude, that is trippy, bro. I'm pretty sure they're burning these people out. They have to relocate the population. Something big is coming. If you're in California, you guys need to get out of there. That's a terrible place to be anyways. I don't know who would want to save their house at this point. What, do you want to be the only guy living in a desolate, hellacious landscape of shit? With looters and crime all around you, with where your property value is worth nothing, just let it burn. Hopefully you got insurance, but they canceled everyone's insurance pretty much. Metals melting in these fires again. There's blue containers and stuff surviving, unburnt trees. There is some anomalies, and we're going to monitor this a lot further. And I'm going to be going on air at various intervals during the day, because this next 72 hours is going to be crucial that we really check into this and see what is going on that forefront. So I would assume that this stuff is going to get a lot more severe as we move into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Please share this show out immediately right now. Hit that share button, hit the like button. Don't be lazy, do it now. Take the time, take the 1 second out of your life to hit that like and share button and subscribe, hit that bell, and then hit the Linktree link below or scan the QR code and support the broadcast, support my efforts to keep everything alive. To hopefully we can upgrade to phone lines one day or something. That would be nice. So we actually would know, we'd be the only agency with any real intel coming out of the streets. There's like literally like they're blocking all information. We could have callers. It's very bizarre. So I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. I mean, these next 72 hours are going to be crucial. Share this out. Go hit the link tree. Get my book click the paperback version or ebook and you can pre-order them. They'll be available in stores February 1st. Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been great to be on air with you today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Mods. We'll see you in the morning, more than likely.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.